Hello and thanks for joining us once again for the Inspire, Create, and Shine podcast, where we discuss life, love, literature, and the arts from a Christian perspective. This is your host, Melanie D. from MelanieDTheAuthor.com. Stay tuned for our next episode. So here we are, my loves, at the end of 2021. I'm actually recording this on New Year's Eve. Don't have a whole lot that I want to say today, except for the fact that I want to wish you all a fabulous year to come. I'm actually about to make a post on my Instagram, kind of echoing what I'm about to say to you all right now. Because there's a quote that I saw today. I was, you know, doing some reading up on a few things, and I came across this quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson that says, "Write it on your heart that every day is the best day in the year. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day in the year." So although we get hyped every time the new year is coming in, some of us may feel a little down, some of us may be hyped, but nevertheless, it is a blessing that we are afforded the chance to see a new year, because y'all know 2021 was really trying. There was a lot of death, there was a lot of trials and tribulations that people was going through. Like I mentioned recently on my social media, I was saying, you know, I've heard so many stories this year of so many people who've lost loved ones, who have lost jobs, who've lost homes, who've lost money, who, you know, who just had so many things come upon them this year. And it's been heartbreaking. And, you know, the regular stresses of life have been kind of compounded by hearing and seeing and witnessing, even experiencing some of the things that you heard from other people. Like, people keep getting COVID left and right. You know, it's just a lot going on in the world. Like, for example, I just saw where the incomparable Betty White just died. So I don't know if you all have heard the news or not, but listen, this woman is a legend, legendary comedian. This girl is, you know, she's been in our homes before I was even born. She was out there, you know, on the stage, I mean, in the world of television doing her thing. She's been doing her thing for a long time. And I actually just got, you know how you sometimes get those little crazy text messages and junk mail and stuff coming, your email and stuff, people saying, oh, Betty White died. I saw that a few days ago and I was like, y'all stop playing. So I immediately went on line to check on. I said, I know it's fake. And sure enough, it was fake. She was still living. But then here we are on New Year's Eve, the night before the new year comes in. The woman is 99 years old. And of course she was, you know, looking forward to, as I saw her saying, turning 100. She would have been a centenarian. I think that's what you call it, if she had crossed over into the new year. And I think her birthday is like a few weeks away or whatever. But in the midst of all that negativity, there's a lot of blessings. There's a lot of good things. So there's a silver lining behind every dark cloud. There's always a blessing in the midst of every storm. So again, this quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson got me thinking. Like, we always celebrate the new year. We get all excited and everything, as we should, because, and there's a song by, I think it's the Winans, that says, "Millions didn't make it, but I am one of the ones who did." And so that's enough right there to give God the glory and the honor and all the praise, to know that he saw fit to let you see another year. But when you think about it, listen, every new year is not the only thing we should be grateful for. Because when you think about it, every day is a blessing. Some people went to sleep last night and they didn't get to see the new day. They didn't get to see the dawning of a new day. Just a new day, opening their eyes. The simple things we often take for granted. The simple things we take for granted. Just being able to open our eyes. Just being able to breathe. Some people on ventilators battling for their lives with COVID-19. And we can just breathe. We can inhale. Like right now, do that. Just inhale. And then exhale. That's a gift. That's a blessing that so many people don't have right now, y'all. We can see. We can hear. Y'all hear me talking right now. Y'all can hear me. You have the activity of your limbs. You have the right reason of your mind, hopefully. You know, God has blessed us with the ability to think for ourselves, you know? So, in the scriptures, in the Holy Scriptures, there's a passage that says, his mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. So basically talking about every new day, God gives us a new slate, a clean slate every day. So it's not just every year. Every day we wake up, our slate is wiped clean. God's been merciful again. He's been gracious to us again. He's breathed the breath of life into us again. He continues to bless us in spite of ourselves, in spite of our shortcomings. He's given us another chance to do it over again. And you know what? Like I've said a million times before, the fact that we're alive means that we have purpose, means that we are here for a reason, means that God has not given up on us, means that God says, listen, I have more for you to do. I have more for not only for you to do, but I have more to bless you with, an impact only you can make. So just think about that. Be grateful. Know that this new day, as we enter into the new year shortly, is a chance to right wrongs, to start over, to do things a little better, to improve, to grow, to love more, to make an impact, a positive impact, to change the world. And you know the best way to change the world, they always say, is by changing yourself. We start with ourselves, and if we change ourselves, we're going to change the person next to us, because they're going to be impacted by our kindness, our love, our goodness, our light, our joy, our energy, whatever it is. And if you can affect change in yourself and around the people that are immediately in your space, that thing has a ripple effect that can affect the entire world, one person at a time, y'all. Sometimes people feel so insignificant and less than and inferior. But listen, you may think you're not making a difference in somebody's life, but every time you speak a kind word, every time you do an act of kindness. And that's another thing. Every Tuesday, there's something called Giving Tuesday. It's a thing on social media. Every Tuesday is called Giving Tuesday. It's just a reminder to do something nice for somebody. And it's a shame we have to remind you to do that. That should just be a natural part of our life. But yet, and still, it's a great initiative. So in the same way, this is a new day. This is a new year and all those types of things. And every day, God has allowed us the opportunity to do it over and to do better. Use every day as often as you think about it to do just that. I love all of you, and I wish you, like I said, all the best in the coming year. So y'all continue to follow along with me as I continue to grow, as I continue to try to inspire. Let's grow and glow together. All right. Have an awesome evening as we bring in the new year. Have a great year. Love you all. Till next time, God bless. Bye-bye. If you'd like to be featured on this podcast, please hit me up at MelanieDTheAuthor@yahoo.com. That's Melanie D, the letter D, TheAuthor@yahoo.com, or on my website at www.MelanieDTheAuthor.com. Thank you so much for listening. Have a beautiful and blessed day.